Mr. Sinapi.
Here.
Mr. DeLuise.
Here.
Ms. Cooley.
Here. Here.
Mr. Kirby.
Yeah.
Ms. Laxton.
Here.
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 So it's my understanding that the Tollgate Wrestling Team will be leading us in the salute to the flag.
That is correct, Council President. If the Tollgate Wrestling Team would lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose bright stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the
First, we have general communications, announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events. We'll start with Councilman Napa.
Thank you, Council President. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you all for coming out tonight. We do have the Tollgate High School wrestling program here, and I thought it was very important to take an opportunity to recognize hard work, dedication, and something good in the community, rather than, you know, worrying about things that are plaguing us currently. So this is a great opportunity to recognize the Tollgate Wrestling Program. This year, they won the Division II-III state championship. That's the first time that that tournament was won by Tollgate. They did have some previous division championships, but this is the first time they were able to secure the championship in that that tournament, which is excellent. Several state champions, several second place finishers, and a really strong program. Head coach Jerry Sabatelli, he's a member of my ward and my ward committee, and I'm happy to have him here and extremely proud of the work that he's done. His assistant coach, Joseph Leal, wrestled at my alma mater at Warwick Vets. And, you know, I know Joe very well. I couldn't ask for two better leaders for these kids. I know that the dedication goes far beyond what the public sees. Time off the mat, traveling for weekend tournaments, long hours at night, trying to get kids to make weight, keeping track of the youngsters. Coaching takes an immense amount of time and a large dedication. So their families have sacrificed, I'm sure, just as much as anyone else. So thank you to their families for allowing them to be mentors and leaders to our youth. And thank you both Coach Sabatelli and Coach Leal for the tremendous job that you've done. I know that one thing that was extremely important to both of you was a team first mentality. In a program like wrestling, it's the only way that you can succeed and win a tournament like a state tournament is to have everyone top to bottom give 100%. The state finalists, they certainly help, but my mother used to say, you win championships with your undercards. And the folks that may get knocked out in the first round that fight through and take fourth and fifth place, sixth place, and score points underneath in the undercard are just as important, if not more important, than those that might just win four matches to get to the state championship. So tremendous effort top to bottom. Without the young freshmen contributing, the seniors can't succeed either. So all of you, a great testament of working together, teamwork, and a testament to your coaches and how well that they've given their leadership towards you. so I just want to recognize, as you're here, the mayor has done individual citations for each of you. Your coaches will get those out to you. But I want to recognize all of you. As I say your name, if you could just please stand, going from top to bottom, and go through from the 12th graders down. Ben Denoncourt took second place at 138. Coden Flagg, second place at 215. Andrew Francis, Josh Quimby, John Ritchie, Marcos Ramirez, state champ at 126. Brandon Riley, Jared Sabatelli, state champ at 120. Victoria Salinas, Caden Williams, Carson Wirtz, state champ at 150. Luke Broder, Jack Sabatelli, second place at 106. Noah Blasi, Jackson Dewar, Gavin Folkowski, Jackson Gray, George Holmes, Brendan Maraday, Victor Montefar, please forgive me if I'm butchering your name, Gavin Piscopio, Yusuf Albayati, Matt Aversa, Davin Barbary, Shane Bosenetal, sorry, Adrian Burgos, Luke Mullen, Darian Morales, Matthew Newsham, Emerson Poucher, David Robidia, Tarian Shannon, Gianni Spaziano, Jeremiah Quay, Stephen Vigant, and Colton Wirtz. Those last group of wrestlers were the freshmen, and they took, Coach, they take fifth or sixth? They took sixth of the state tournament, too. So the program certainly does have a bright future with a large group of freshmen that took sixth in the state as well. So if I could just get a round of applause and recognition to the coaches and players. Thank you, Council President.
Do we have any other congratulations, condolences, or community events to announce? All right, I have two for condolences. First, a moment of silence for the recently passed James Walsh. And then a moment of silence for the recently passed Edward Ursillo Jr. That concludes general communications. We can go back to committees. I believe it's ordinance first. So ordinance will be the first to reconvene.
Okay. All right, time is now 7:15 and the ordinance committee is now in session. Okay, so the first item on the ordinance committee agenda is acceptance of the minutes from the meeting held on October 21st, 2024. Is there any objection to accepting minutes from October 21, 2024?
No.
Hearing no objection, can I get a motion to accept the minutes October 21, 24?
Hearing none, so ordered.
Oh. Hearing no objection. Minutes are approved, so ordered from October 21st, 2021. And moving on to first item of business, PCO 4-24, an ordinance amending section 2-13 of the Code of Ordinance to clarify the procedure for claims and appeals of determinations. Up for Council President Sinapi. Any members? I'll defer right to the Council President on this.
So the goal of this is to basically do what we've been somewhat discussing at the recent meetings, where the claims process, where we're basically going with the recommendation of the department unless we have an issue at such, which is what we normally do anyway. So this is basically just formalizing it so that those things can get handled outside the council. If there's an appeal, then it'll come to us. Also, if one of the council members disagrees with the recommendation and therefore the decision, they can choose to bring it to the council floor as well. So the council isn't ceding away any of its authority. In fact, it's just streamlining things to make it better for everyone. We're also cleaning up the ordinance as well, because there were some things in there that you might have noticed I've never seen done, not once. So I assume it's just a very old practice that they was stopped doing who knows how long ago, but it needs to be removed because we're not doing it, and nor have I seen it done.
Council President, any questions or comments from the members of the committee?
I'm a big fan of this particular ordinance. It never quite made sense to me why the council was the arbiter of $250 claims for flat tires due to potholes, when the departments themselves make a determination on whether the city is at fault, yes or no. I think having the city council be a place for escalation or appeal is far more logical. You know, we often don't have all of the information that's used to make the determination, both on the city side and often don't have direct contact with the claimant. Whereas on the city side, they receive the claim. They can make the assessment as to whether the city, was aware of the issue before, because that is part of the stipulation on claims around a pothole, is city must have the opportunity to be aware and remedy the problem before we agree to make claim. So I think overall this is gives us more time back to focus on more sort of serious issues for the city council to consider. And I think this is just a solid process improvement, and I'm happy to support it tonight. Thank you.
Councilman Ricks.
Yeah, I have no objection to changing the process in this manner. It's always something where I keep in mind that from the beginning of the process through even the end of the process, really it's up to the city to actually fulfill what happens here. The city, the administration, is the executive branch of government. In fact, I think that there are still some outstanding claims where it's just a matter of not a dispute over what the city council has decided to award, but a dispute as to the city providing the proper waiver and release forms for the checks to get issued. So, well, I think that this also properly reflects the serious limitations that this city council already has in this process. And so, given all of the limitations we're already dealing with and the lack of actual power over any of this decisions that we supposedly make, I really don't mind streamlining the process and letting the city further take the lead on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Rex. Any other questions from the committee? Any questions from members of the full council? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Council President, I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor onto that, if
of course.
I could.
Absolutely.
I think that this is a very appropriate piece of legislation, and as I think back over the last 12 years, the amount of time that we have spent sometimes haggling over decisions that have already been made by the department, this is quite appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Muto.
I also like to echo what some of the other council folks have said. I believe this adds some efficiency. And my question would be, if we pass this, do I have to show up to my committee?
Yes, just kidding. Any other questions from members of the council? Questions or comments from members of the public? Questions or comments? Oh.
Of course.
Sorry about that, Councilman Foley. Any other questions, comments from members of the public? Seeing none. Also like to say this is a more expeditious way to get our taxpayers paid instead of dragging it out for weeks and weeks and weeks. So that is excellent. Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. Pardon me, a very brief question here. I thought that I had read this earlier, and giving it that extra second or third look, it's my understanding that the intent here is for the report, basically the determination date of the report is the same day that it is actually sent to both the City Council and to the claimant, and it would be sent to both, that is, to each City Council member as well as the claimant at the same time, correct?
Yes, Councilman. While the words concurrently don't exist there, the intent behind it is that this notice of the determination be all put in motion at the same time and give the same window for a reaction to that.
Hmm. Oh, very good. Yeah, I just didn't see that in the item two, that is on the second page, first line, because obviously it wouldn't do us any good if we're told about the decision, say, 15 days afterwards, and we only have the 14 days to appeal. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Can I get a recommendation from the committee?
Favorable action.
Move favorable action. Do I have a second? Second by Councilman DeLuise. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Ayes have it. Okay, and second item on the calendar this evening is PCO-6-25, an ordinance to prohibit through trucking on Orchard Avenue, presented by Councilman Sinapi. My understanding on this item, the police department is doing an extensive traffic study on that avenue, and they're seeking council recommendation to hold this item for a period of 2 months. Is that correct, Council President?
Yeah, can we hold this till April 7th for now, please?
All right, can we have a motion to hold till April 7th?
Move to hold till April 7th.
Do I have a second?
Jeremy.
Second by Councilman Ricks. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Oh.
Okay, hold till April 6th. That is the last item on ordinance committee agenda. We stand adjourned at 7:25.
Next up is the public safety committee.
The public safety committee we're starting at 7:26. First order on the calendar is the acceptance of minutes from January 13. May I have a motion?
Make a motion to approve.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Opposed? The ayes have it. All right. So we have a few items on the list. First one up is PCR 3225. We already did that one. First item is Shirley Davis. Shirley here? No. Shirley has a claim of from Park Ave Auto for $346.20. The department recommends approval of this claim at $300. Do we have any questions from the committee? Do we have any questions from
the council?
Any questions from the audience, the public? Any questions from the public? Seeing none.
Do I do a motion?
Can I have a motion for favorable action?
Make a motion for favorable action.
A second?
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Ayes have it.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is for Shirley Davis of 975 Great Hill Drive. What's that? Did she? No, Mayor Belmore. Am I going out of order?
No, you're right.
Okay. All right. Shirley Davis. Is Shirley Davis here? Okay. Shirley Davis has a claim for $330.40. The director recommends approval of the claim of $300. What's that? I thought I just did Mary Belmore.
Yeah, I thought you had said Shirley Davis, too.
Oh.
Because I had switched over to that page.
Oh, you know why? Because Shirley Davis is the first one on this list, but
right.
Second one here. All right.
So Shirley Davis was on the
Shirley page. Davis, we've already done. So if that's Shirley Davis, is 4-0. So my bad. All right. Next one on the list is just doing this to see if you guys are paying attention. Anyways, so Mary Belmore. Mary Belmore has a claim of $346.20. The director recommends approval of $300. Do we have any questions from the committee? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Meadowview Avenue is in my ward, and that is an area that has had pothole issues. I have been reporting them to DPW, and they haven't been taking care of them in a timely manner. Unfortunately, you know, with the winter time coming up, sometimes the plows pull them up. So that's definitely an area that I would support the $300 on that. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else from the committee? Anybody else from the council? Do we have anybody from the audience? Anyone else from the audience? Seeing none, may I have a motion?
Make a motion, favorable action.
Seconded.
Moved. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it, 4-0.
And to clarify, favorable action in the amount of $300, correct?
Yes. Yes, that is correct. Make sure we're matching up here. Okay, next item on the agenda is from Adam Flesher. Is Adam Flesher here? No. Adam Flesher has a claim of $1,064.47 hitting a pothole on Commonwealth Ave. The recommended claim approval is for $300. Any questions from our committee? Any questions from the council? Any questions from the public? Any questions from the public? Seeing none, they have a favorable action.
Make a motion of favorable action in the amount of $300.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it, 4-0. Next item on the agenda is for Joseph Laborio. Is Joseph here? Joseph has a claim of $2,246.68. This gentleman hit a manhole cover on Meadowview Avenue. Wow, your Meadowview Avenue is a tough road there. He has extensive damages to the undercarriage of his vehicle. The approval of this claim recommendation was for $2,246.68. This goes above and beyond the typical tire repair. This was a repair on the undercarriage and gas tank and transmission. The director recommended approval. Do we have any questions from our committee? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Normally, I would hesitate to support an item like this. That's not going to be the case in this one. I have, on at least two occasions over the years, observed that manhole cover at the corner of Hillside Avenue, which is in your police report, and Meadow View, literally lifted up and over on the side of the road, not the side of the road, but to the side of this manhole. The last time it occurred was probably a few years ago. I don't remember specifically, but I was going down Meadowview and saw this manhole cover off to the side and the water gushing up out of this manhole cover. So it has occurred in the past. I have no doubt that it occurred this time. To DPW's credit, they got out there immediately as soon as I put the call in. Actually, I had put the call into them and they were there like pronto and cordoned it off and took care of it. And I think it was the result of a clogged drain somewhere. But I also saw the same thing happen just very recently on Post Road, right across from the new U-Haul facility. I'm driving down Post Road heading north, and the same thing, manhole cover completely out and over to the right-hand side of the road. So I have no idea what happened with that, but this can be very dangerous, and it obviously, as you can see, can be very expensive. So I would support this.
Any other questions by the committee?
By the way, they have the proper documentation, canceled checks, et cetera.
Any questions from the council? Any questions from the public? As I was corrected by Councilman Foley, it's not the audience, it's the public. Thank you, Councilman Foley. So any questions from the public? Seeing none, may I have a favorable action?
Move favorable action as presented for $2,246.68.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it, 4-0. Okay, next item up. There we go, put in the right order here. Is for Isabel Narkovich. Is Isabel here? Isabel has a claim for $481.87. Isabel hit a sewer cap on Lakeshore Drive, causing damage to her tires. The recommended reimbursement is for $300 from the director. The paperwork has been completed and submitted with photos. The only question that I had was she was driving she claimed to swerve and missed one manhole cover and hit another. This one is Isabel. Yeah, it's out of order, so Isabel. So my question, which didn't state, was for two tires that I didn't know if it was two of the same tires or the tires on opposite sides. So that is an unknown question, but not enough to hold, in my opinion. Any questions from the committee?
No.
Any questions from the council? Any questions from the public? Any questions from the public? Seeing none, may have a motion for favorable action of $300.
Motion to approve in the amount of $300.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
Passes.
All right. Last one. It could be the last one ever. Last one here is for Daniel Turok. Is Daniel here? Daniel has a claim where a city sanitation truck hit a basketball hoop causing damage. He's looking for a reimbursement of $251.24. This was recommended by the director. The statement was that the trash truck hit the basketball net and caused damage to it. The claimant also mentioned that the basketball net was not in the street. It was on the property. I do have some questions on this, and one of them being We have an ordinance, not that, you know, we go around hunting down basketball nets on the streets, but we do have an ordinance out there that there are no basketball hoops on the edge of a property into a public street. So my question to the council folks would be, are we responsible as a city to pay for damages when a homeowner or property owner has property that is against the ordinance that's stated? So I will not be supporting this one because one, there are no pictures of the damage. It's just screenshots, number one. And number two, I don't feel that the city should be responsible to pay for something that damage happens because no one followed the ordinance. So questions, Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Chairman. So this issue with the basketball hoops, this has come up numerous times. I'm not going to drag this out, but the fact of the matter is you can drive down any street, any place, and you see these basketball hoops extending out into the street. So because someone says that this item is on their grass doesn't mean it's on their property. On their grass, within 3 feet of the street, typically, is city property. But with that said, these trucks, they have a job. They have a function. They're on the run. They're on the roll. They're looking to make sure they're lining up for these trash bins, et cetera. I think the public just needs to be cognizant of the fact that if you're going to put these basketball hoops out extending into the street, that you're going to be responsible for it. And in this case, there are no pictures of anything, of the damaged hoops, where it was, or anything of that nature. So I just find it difficult to support this issue. And you know, maybe the answer is, for a whole bunch of reasons, put the cameras, the video recorders, you know, on the front of the DPW trucks, so that they can be videoing what's in the streets and what's not in the streets. But in any event, that's my two cents on this. Thank you.
Very good. Anybody else? Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. I have to respectfully disagree. First, I know that it's often used as shorthand that the... Okay, thank you. Okay, so I'll start over again, make sure that the mic is picking this up. Thank you. So I know it's often used as shorthand that the city owns the first 3 feet of someone's lawn or the like, but legally that's not quite the case. The city has an easement, typically, depending on the property, depending on the history of it all. Warwick didn't exactly have comprehensive planning when it was founded nearly 400 years ago. But typically, the city has an easement over the first 3 feet. The homeowner owns their entire property. It gets counted as part of their square footage, as part of their frontage, all of that good stuff. But the city has an easement, meaning that it's possible for the city to take certain actions. The city has certain rights as to that first 3 feet, and it also has certain obligations as to those first 3 feet. Out of all of that, the homeowner is entitled to go ahead and use that first 3 feet of their property. We see this also come up with mailbox issues. The mailbox gets hit. If the city is negligent, then the city needs to pay for that mailbox. I see it the same exact way with these basketball hoops. There is a question of fact here as to whether that basketball hoop was entirely on that grass. Obviously, if the sanitation truck went onto the grass off of the street, took out that basketball hoop, I think that most of us would tend to agree that the city shouldn't be driving the trucks on the lawns. Same thing with snowplow damage, same standard there. And that's why the city goes ahead and offers to, on request, repair snowplow damage to people's yards too. But here it comes down to a question of fact. I understand looking at the packet, I'm not seeing photos here either, but the department did recommend approval of the claim in the amount of that lowest of the three estimates, the $251.24. I see that as an admission. I would think that before the director signs off on agreeing to pay that amount, he would have talked to the driver, done some due diligence there. So I see this as an admission. I would tend to defer to the director's judgment when the director is in the favor of the resident, especially. I'll say that if simply because the director recommends denying the claim, I'm not going to defer to the director then. I want to look out for the resident on these. Although, of course, I always value the director's input and logic on these items. So for those reasons, I'm going to support this one in that amount of the lowest of the three estimates.
Anybody else on the committee?
Yes. As far as the property lines, they're different throughout the whole city. Typically, they'd be 5, 10, 12, 12 feet, not the 2 feet off the street. So not knowing if it's a 12-foot setback or a 10-foot, I don't see how we can go about this without that information.
And thank you. Great opinions. And actually, this last one is probably the only, I don't want to say concern with the change in the legislation because it helps my committee. But it's more of, do we have the right standards in place for our directors to be making the decision? And, you know, with an incomplete package and approved, there may be some standards that we can apply to the Department of Public Works when they're applying for these. Any other questions from the committee? Any questions from the council?
Yes. Right behind you.
Oh, Council President.
So I think Councilman Ricks said most of what I was going to say. And then Councilman Kirby followed up with more of that as far as the information is not present as far as where the hoop was. Could have been in the middle of the lawn, could have been at the very edge. The fact that the department's recommending what they are recommending suggests it was in a spot that was secure and that this was just an unfortunate accident. If some may recall, we had a claim where this time it was the police recommending reimbursement and we had a question. And it was, again, we were like, well, they're recommending it, but are we sure? And yes, they were sure, and that's why they recommended it. It ended up being somewhat insulting on our part to question them. We didn't know that at the time, obviously, that wasn't the intent. So this is kind of one of those things where, look, you know, it's their job that we've seen plenty of times where they deny, like lots, that we're not new to that. So it's not like they're giving away the farm. And yes, with the new process, this would be an example of something you could otherwise pull if you didn't agree with the recommendation, or we'd have to be simply trusting them. So this is almost like a good trial run where how do we want to handle these going forward? If this is going to be an example of the kind we're going to pull, or are we going to say, look, we trust them to make the judgment call because that's why we're changing it accordingly. So just vote however you feel.
Yep. Great. Great feedback. Thank you. Any other comments from the council? Any comments from the public? Any comments from the public? Seeing none, may I have a move for recommended
action? I make a motion for favorable action on 251-24.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it, 4-0. Motion passes. That wraps up the business for...
I need you to vote on the second set of minutes on that one.
Oh, second consent count? Oh, I missed that one. Okay, my apologies. All right, so I need the one from March 10th?
Oh, I thought I did that one. Okay. Never mind. All right. May I have a motion to accept the minutes from
Make
the committee?
Make a motion to accept the minutes of January 13th, 2025.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have 4-0. Now we can adjourn. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Public Safety Committee completes at 7:49.
Next up is the Intergovernmental Committee.
Good evening. Time is 7:50. Intergovernmental comes to order. First time in business, acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on February 10th, 2025. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve minutes.
Motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Abstain.
301 abstention.
First up, we have an appointment for the Board of Assessment Review. This is a reappointment. So Mr. Stevenson is not required to be here. Mr. Stevenson, are you in the room? Okay, just checking out of courtesy. Do any members of the committee have any questions about Mr. Stevenson's reappointment to the Board of Assessment Review? Nope. Members of the council? Councilman Lattiser?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. So Mr. Stevenson is up from Ward 5. He has been on the Board of Assessment Review for quite some time now, and I'm really happy to see that he is willing to continue serving in this capacity. He is an experienced real estate agent and has been active in that industry for a good long time. So I would absolutely encourage favorable action on this appointment. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other members of the council? Seeing none, any members of the public have anything to say about Mr. Stevenson's reappointment to the Board of Assessment Review? Seeing none, do I have a motion?
Motion to move favorable.
Second.
Motion second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, and finally, PCR 2525. A resolution related to the high schools. To my understanding, this is not drafted. This is Council President Snappy. I believe your intention is to hold this to the next meeting. Okay, this looking for a motion to hold this to the March 24th meeting of the Honorable Warwick City Council.
Motion to hold to March 24th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We stand adjourned at we got two pages today. Next up, resolution relative to amending the city council meeting calendar for 2025. This is PCR 30-25. On behalf of Council President Snappy, Council President.
Yep, so this just requests to move the July meeting up a week. Back a week, depending on how you want to word it, and to remove one of the September meetings.
All right. Any members of the committee have anything to add? Questions, comments? Check your date book.
So we're looking to move July 14th to July 7th or July 21?
Let me pull up the exhibit here. July 7th remains. And in September,
cancel.
There's an earlier date. Gotcha. That is
canceled. It would be the 15th meeting, or the September 15th meeting would be getting eliminated.
Okay, we're good. You're good, Councilman. Any members of the council have anything to add? Any questions? Conflicts, concerns, praise? Hearing none, any members of the public have anything to add? Hearing none, do I have a motion?
Motion to move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Six. Now, 7:55, intergovernmental is adjourned.
Next up is the Public Properties Land Use Community Affairs Committee.
All right. The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs comes to order at 7:56 p.m. First up, acceptance of minutes from committee meeting held on February 10th, 2025. Do we have a motion? All right. Motion by Councilman Kirby. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Moved by Councilman Kirby, seconded by Councilman DeLuis, and vote 301, or excuse me, let's see.
301 abstain.
Yes, with Councilman from Ward 1 abstaining. Okay, first item on the agenda, PCO 1-25. This is Councilman Lattiser for second passage. It reads, an ordinance amending the City of Warwick zoning ordinances, Towerco 2013 LLC, and Cellco Partnership, DBA Verizon Wireless, applicant, 150 Draper Ave, Assessor's Plat 354, Lot 49. Councilman Lattiser, do you have a recommendation on second passage?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. I'm going to be requesting favorable action on this item. We have had significant discussion on it at the previous meeting, and I would respectfully request favorable action. Thank you.
Thank you. And we did have a full presentation at the time of the first passage. Do we have any questions, members of the committee? Any further questions, comments, members of the council?
Nope.
Any questions, comments, members of the public? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
We have a motion, Councilman Foley. We have a second from Councilman Kirby.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
4-0, thank you. All right. Second on the agenda, this is Council President Sinapi. PCO 2-25, an ordinance amending Appendix A, Zoning Ordinance of the City of Warwick, to expand the geographical area in which retail sales of marijuana and related products can occur. Thousand Lakes LLC petitioner, 319 Bald Hill Road, Assessor's Plat 273, Lot 481. Council President, do you have a recommendation on second passage? Council President requests favorable action. Do we have any further questions, comments, discussion, members of the committee? Questions, comments, members of the council? Questions, comments on second passage, members of the public? This was also an item where we had significant discussion on first passage, including the full presentation. Hearing no comments, questions, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Councilman Foley moves favorable action. Do we have a second?
Second.
Councilman Kirby. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. The ayes have it, 4-0. Third item on the agenda. This is Councilman Lattiser. Another item up for second passage. PCO 3-25. An ordinance amending the zoning ordinances of the City of Warwick, Sprague Covington LLC as the applicant, 112 Old Warwick Ave, Assessor's Plat 351, Lot 234. Councilman Lattiser, do you have a recommendation?
I would recommend favorable action on this item. This particular property has certainly been a source of problems and issues over the years, and to improve this to the degree that this new development is going to do it is, I think, going to be very, very productive for that area. And I would respectfully request favorable action. Thank you.
Thank you. Similarly, we had a full presentation at an earlier meeting. Do we have any questions, comments at this time from members of the committee? Questions, comments, members of the council? Questions, comments, members of the public? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Favorable action.
Move to favorable action, Councilman Foley. Do we have a second?
Seconded.
Seconded, Councilman Kirby. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, and the ayes have it, 4-0. Very good. So let's see. Item 4, PCR 14-25. Let's see. Ah, yes, this is an item I had docketed. A resolution in observance of Women's History Month. So we do have a copy of the resolution that's online. We also have that, let's see. It's a similar item to the ordinance, rather the resolution that this council has previously entertained. First, I suppose let's open this up for discussion. So any questions, comments, members of the committee? Questions, comments? Councilman Lattiser.
On right now?
Oh, item number 4, PCR 14-25. A resolution is in observance of Women's History Month.
Okay. I missed item number 3, 1425.
Yes.
I'd just like to be added as a sponsor.
Oh, of course. Item number 3, pardon me. Yes, we can absolutely add you as a sponsor on item 4, PCR 1425.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Any further discussion, members of the council? Any discussion, questions, comments, members of the public? I'll just briefly say before I make a motion here that I think that it is always important for us to recognize the diversity in our country, the importance of women's history, as this is, of course, Women's History Month. Oftentimes, women's roles in government, in society, have been overlooked, especially when studying history. In our social studies and history classes all through elementary school, middle school, high school. And it's also very important, of course, for this city council to recognize the contributions of all members of society and make sure that this city council is a welcoming place for everyone, all members of the public. So, for all of those reasons, although we have passed a similar resolution in previous years, I think that it's important to pass and hear similar resolutions and make sure that the public is understanding that this is a city council that is intending to be welcoming to everyone. So I would move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, 4-0 in favor. And finally on the agenda, item number 5. This is Councilman Lattiser on behalf of Mayor Bricozzi. PCR 22-25, a resolution authorizing a telecommunication and tower lease at 150 Draper Avenue with Tower Co. 2013 LLC. And Cellco Partnership DBA Verizon Wireless. Councilman Lattiser, do we have a recommendation?
Move favorable action, please.
Thank you. Any questions, comments, members of the council? Or excuse me, questions, comments, members of the committee? Questions, comments, members of the council? Questions, comments, members of the public? Hearing none, I'll simply state that this is a resolution specifically authorizing certain terms that effectively accompanies a previous item that this committee had considered and had the earlier public hearing on. Do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Do we have a second?
Kirby.
Second.
Thank you. Moved Councilman Foley, seconded Councilman Kirby. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, 4-0. And let's see. A clarification from our city council solicitor. We are going to return to item one. I'm going to make a motion to amend the agenda of the committee so that item one reads PCO 1-25 sub A. That is adding the sub A to the title. And the rest of it would read as it currently reads as printed. Any discussion, questions, comments, members of the committee? Questions, comments, members of the council? Questions, comments, members of the public? Hearing none, do we have a second to that motion?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Do we need to move it again now?
Council Solicitor, anything further?
Okay. There being no further business before this committee, the committee adjourns at 8:08 p.m.
We'll go back to general communications, announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events. Councilman Foley.
Yes, if we could have a moment of silence for David DiPetrillo, who passed recently. His brother, Paul, is a member of our zoning board, and personally, he is a member of the chair of my ward committee and a personal friend. If we could have a moment.
Additionally, if we can have a moment for the recently passed James Prada. Do we have any other announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events? Seeing none, we'll go on to executive communications. First, we have acceptance of minutes from council meeting held on February 24th, 2025. Does anyone object to approving said minutes? Seeing none, minutes are approved. Next, we have announcements of appointments. First, we have Board of Public Safety, one Charles Benson. He's being reappointed. Next, we have the Patuxent River Authority. Two people being reappointed. First, we have Aaron Walsh Woodside, and then we have Alicia Nero. Next, we have appointments requiring confirmation, specifically to the Board of Assessment Review, one Christopher Stevenson. This is intergovernmental.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Gebhardt.
Second.
Second.
Any questions, comments, or concerns? Seeing none, clerk call the roll. Yes.
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 Next, we have the consent calendar. First, we have PCR 31-25 resolution relative to bids. Councilman Lattiser.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 31-25.
Second.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action, 2025-333, RFP Bishop Park. 2025-393, upgrades to SCADA. 2025-398, co-responder. 2025-395, Horizon Event Management. 2025-357, annual bituminous concrete and Portland cement. 2025-401, purchase 5 SuperVac PVC fans. Number 7, 2025-397, Thales Cognant. 2022-404, State of Rhode Island Air Compressor. 2025, 5-year service contract for Bauer Breathing Compressors. 2025, firefighting ground ladders. 2025-399, annual Lefter shield. 2024-332, Vercata camera. 2025-394, 2025-NECNA annual. Item number 15, 2025-383.
Any questions or comments? Seeing none, we'll go to the PCR 32-25, resolution relative to claims. Councilman Muto.
Committee recommended favorable action on PCR 3325 as amended. And the amendment was for a typo.
Thank you. One item was removed, and we'll take that vote up afterwards.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought the council president asked about that one.
Okay. So on the consent calendar, the bids have been moved and seconded over to the claims portion now.
So PCR 3225, resolution relative to claims. We had 6 claims. Do I go through each one or just...
So you can just state the name and how much was approved or not approved, I guess.
We had 6 claims. Shirley Davis for $300. Mary Belmore claim was for $300. Adam Flesher claims for $300. Joseph Laborio claim for $2,246.68. Isabel Nakovich. Approval for a claim for $300. And the last one is Daniel Turok for a claim of $251.24. The committee moved for favorable action.
So committee recommended favorable action, and Councilman Muto, you're moving those for favorable action?
But yes.
All right. Does anyone have any questions or comments regarding the claims?
I'll second it.
And second it by Councilman Lattiser. So no questions or comments. Clerk can call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Rich?
Yes.
9 yes consent passes.
And then now we have one bid that was removed. I believe it's PCR 33-25. Councilman Lattiser?
Oh, yes, thank you, Mr. President. I move favorable action on PCR 3325 as amended, and the amendment was to change a typo on the end date from 10-12-23 to 10-12-25.
All right, so you're moving favorable action to amend?
Yes.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to amend PCR 33-25. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
All right, and Councilman Lattiser, would you move that as amended, please?
Move favorable action on PCR 33-25 as amended.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Louise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Latessa?
Yes.
Mr. Udo?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Udo?
Yes.
All right, on unfinished business, first we have PCO 1-25, an ordinance amending the City of Warwick zoning ordinances, Tower Co. 2013 LLC and Cellco Partnership, DBA Verizon Wireless, applicant 150 Draper Avenue, assessors plat 354, lot 49. Is there any objection to inserting sub A after PCO 1-25?
No objection.
Assume no objection, so ordered. All right, this is second passage. Public Properties, what was the recommendation?
Committee recommends favorable action, second passage.
Councilman Ricks for action.
Move favorable action.
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Latessa. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 Next is PCO 2-25, an ordinance amending Appendix A zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick to expand a geographical area in which retail sales of marijuana and related products can occur. Thousand Lakes LLC, petitioner 319 Bald Hill Road, assessors plat 273, lot 481. This would be second passage. Councilman Latessa.
Move favorable action on PCO 2-25.
Second.
Went to Councilman Latessa. I should have went to Councilman Ricks, but thank you, Councilman Latessa, for rolling with it. All right, motion made and seconded.
Happy to fill in where I need to, Mr. President.
Any questions or comments from everyone?
Committee recommends favorable action. That's all.
Thank you, Councilman Ricks. All right, clerk will call the roll.
Mrs. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Foley?
Yes.
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 Next is PCO 3-25, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinances of the City of Warwick, Sprague Covington LLC, applicant 112 Old Warwick Avenue, assessors plat 351, lot 234. This would be second passage. Councilman Ricks.
Committee recommends favorable action, second passage.
For action, Councilman Ricks.
I would defer to Councilman Latessa.
Councilman Latessa.
Move favorable action on PCO 3-25.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mrs. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Foley?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Yes.
Next, we have PCR 25-25, a resolution requesting the Rhode Island General Assembly to amend Chapters 50 and 53 of the Local Acts and Resolves of 2022 regarding the issuance of indebtedness for two new high schools and school facilities to expand the permitted use of bond premium. This is held till March 24th, given no objections. So ordered. Now we have new business. PCO 4-25, an ordinance amending Section 2-13 of the Code of Ordinances to clarify the procedure for claims and appeals of determinations. This would be first passage. Ordinance.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Napa.
Motion to move favorable action.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any questions or comments?
Mr. President, I'd just like to be added as a co-sponsor, please.
Of course. Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mrs. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Next is PCO 6-25, an ordinance to prohibit through trucking on Orchard Avenue. This is held till April 7th, given no objections, so ordered. Next is PCR 14-25, a resolution in observance of Women's History Month. This is Public Properties, Land Use and Community Affairs. So, Councilman Ricks.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Ricks.
Move favorable action.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mrs. Sappi.
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise.
Yes.
Mr. Foley.
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt.
Yes.
Mr. Kirby.
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser.
Yes.
Mr. Muto.
Yes.
Mr. Tampa.
Yes.
Next, we have PCR 22-25, a resolution authorizing a telecommunication tower lease at 150 Draper Avenue with Tower Co. 2013 LLC and Cellco Partnership DBA Verizon Wireless. This is Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs. Councilman Ricks.
City Council, committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Ricks.
I'll defer to Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on PCR 22-25, please.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mrs. Sappi.
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise.
Yes.
Mr. Foley.
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt.
Yes.
Mr. Kirby.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
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 Next, we have PCR 30-25, a resolution relative to amending the City Council meeting calendar for 2025. This is intergovernmental.
The committee recommended favorable action.
For action, Councilman Gephardt.
Move favorable action.
Second.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Sinabi.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Kirby.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Does anyone have anything for unanimous consent? All right. Is that a maybe face or not? All right. Seeing none, we'll move right to the docket session, assuming someone wants to motion us there. Anybody? You'll there.
Second.
Any objection? Seeing none, we go to the docket session. Ward 1. Ward 2.
Pass.
Ward 3.
Just one item to docket. Resolution in support of House Bill H5457 for public records at the request of our illustrious clerk.
Intergovernmental. Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5.
Pass.
Ward 6.
One item. I'd like to do a resolution in regards to a Rhode Island War Dog Police Canine Memorial at Warwick City Park. Anyone want to be a co-sponsor? All right. All right. Awesome. So everyone but Ward 9?
What would you say?
What Rhode Island War Dog Memorial at City Park. The gentleman and the VFW will be...
docket session.
Yeah, you can't do what you're doing.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm co-sponsor.
Yep.
So public property for that one. Ward 7.
Pass.
Ward 8 passes. Ward 9.
Just one ordinance. An ordinance amending section 40-13, noise, to lower the maximum allowed threshold.
Nice. Ordinance. Councilman Lattiser.
Councilman Foley has asked to co-sponsor, and Councilman Lattiser has asked to co-sponsor.
Got it. All right, and that's it for Ward 9, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we stand adjourned at 8:26 p.m.